There's an interesting discussion about making bracha san minhagim. The Gemara Masechet Sukkah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph talks about Arava and says Arava used to walk around the Mizbeach, and there was a practice of Arava. The first day they would do it one time, the second day one time, and on the seventh day they would do it seven times. That was this practice of Arava. The Gemara has a discussion, actually, machlokas, if it's a Yisod Nevi'im or a Minhag Nevi'im. And the implication from the Gemara, that's spelled out by Rashi, you know, it's pretty clear from the Gemara, is that if it's a Minhag Nevi'im, you would not make a bracha. If it's a Yisod Nevi'im, you would. The Yisod Nevi'im is probably another name for a Derabana, a Mitzvah Derabanan, or something along those lines. I'd imagine they call it a Yisod Nevi'im. Why he uses that phraseology is interesting to think about. Why does it call it? It sounds like it's an uncommon term, and then Benjamin Zaren pointed out. But most likely it's some type of din derabanan. It's under lo tasur. Rashi points that out. However, if it's just a minhag, it's not under lo tasur, and therefore not. What do you make a bracha as a machlokes between those two shitas? But what's really relevant for us over here is that if it's a minhag, would you make a bracha on a minhag? Seemingly not. There would have to be a real mitzvah. It would have to be a bona fide din derabanan, a yisod nevi'im, or whatnot. A minhag you would not make a bracha on. However, there is a famous minhag that we actually practice often, that we make brachas on minhagim all the time. For example, anyone know a great example of a minhag that we make brachas on all the time? Please help me, Pashtos. Yantav Sheni Shal Galios. The Gemara wants to know, why do we have a second day of Yantif? So the Gemara writes, because you anan lo yadina kviya diarcha. We don't really know what's going on, you know, which way is kviya diarcha. We had no idea which was going to be Rosh Chodesh. So you're stuck. You got to be cautious. You got to keep both days. Bye, but Pizman has there, we do know kviya yadina kviya diarcha. We figured it out. We have a calendar. We can, these days, even if you'd be up here, you can just get a WhatsApp or something like that. Shabbat Ibn Harris and Phil probably be a big WhatsApp group, you know, Facebook announcements. Rosh Chodesh is, when the Edom come in, it'll probably be published all over social media, I'd imagine. In any event, we do know Yadina Kviya Diyarcha, and therefore, the whole, why then do we keep the Yantav Sheni Shal Galios? So the Mesechis, the Gemara Mesechis, Beitza writes, Minhag Avaseihem Biyadeihem, Minhag Avaseinu Biyadeinu, we keep our father's Minhag. If you look at the Yushan, there's a little more of a Charif formulation. It's almost like it's like an onus for living in Golis. A good Sioni knows this, Yerushalmi. So, in any event, the implication is that you would make a brach. We make a brach the second night on Matzah. It's only a minhag. Enochinami, make a brach on that minhag. Make a brach on the second night of Maror. We're very careful for all these type of things. Shavuos is no mitzvah, and I think Sukkis is no. You know, you make a bracha the second day of Sukkah and Lulav anyway, so there's not really a nafkamina. But Matzah and Maror are great examples. You make a bracha, and therefore there seems to be a stira. What's the halacha? Do you make a bracha or do you not make a bracha? Stira. So one of the classic ways of answering a stira is to suggest either A is right, we have to reinterpret B, or B is right, we have to reinterpret A. Which is the rule, which is the exception, which is the primary din, and which is the unique oddity, the oddball, so to speak. So Rabbeinu Tam in several places in Shas, in Sukkah Daf, Mem, Dalet, Mebeis, Tainis Daf, Chaf, Chesem, Mebeis, Brachos, Daf, Yud, Dalet, Mebeis, and for that matter, most of the Balei Tosfos, believe that really, 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 you make a bracha on Minhagim, and Arav is different for whatever reason why. There's different formulations. I don't know if every single time Tosfos means the same thing or not. There may be nuances of difference. You could look up the different formulations. But perhaps the clearest definition is what the Tosfos Rid writes, I think it's in Sukkah, that says, if it would be a different context, if this cheftza would be used, let's say this way, is there ever a halachic situation where this cheftza is used as a cheftza de mitzvah? If the answer is yes, then make a bracha on it. And therefore, a Rava itself is not an independent, there's no reason to make a bracha on it because we're never doing, there's never a chef to mitzvah in and of itself. However, Matzah the first night is actually a mitzvah. The minhag is to take the chefetz mitzvah and do the maisa mitzvah with it, just the status of a minhag, then you would make the bracha. That's the shita, probably, of a minhag, but certainly I think the way the Tosfos Ritz spells it out. Basically, if in a different context, anything in a different context is a mitzvah, that would be called a chefetz shel mitzvah, make a bracha on it. The Rambam and others disagree, and believe not. Oh, I guess they could, what's that? Right. The Rambam would disagree, and the Rambam believes, presumably, that you don't make a bracha on minhagim, you don't make a bracha on these type of things, and the reason why Yantam Sheinish HaGalias you do, is for some exception to the rule. Maybe you'll argue that people should not be mezalzel on Yantam Sheinish HaGalias, so they made a special takana there. Or alternatively, perhaps, they made it actually like it became highlighted as a din derabanan or something like that. Perhaps the famous nafka mina, or one of the famous nafka minas of this question would be whether or not you make a bracha on the minhag of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. According to Tosfos, Ashkenazi follow and suit the Ramah, as the major Ashkenazi post, and Ashkenazi practice bisman has that, is to make a bracha on Hallel. Why? Because it's a bracha on a minhag that, in a different context, that minhag is a chetza mitzvah, for example. The first day of Pesach, every day of Sukkot, Shavuos, etc., etc. And therefore, because in a different context, the exact same thing is a full-fledged chef to the mitzvah, mega bracha. By contrast, the Rambam Paskin, who's how Sfardim follow halacha ma'isa, you don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh when you say halal. Similarly, days 2 through 8 of Pesach, Sfardim also, ani chatzi halal, ani halal bedilu, Sfardim don't make a bracha. They probably would make it on day number 2 of Pesach and Chos La'aretz, again, because Yom Tov Sheni Shagalius has that status, but days, halachically, 3 in Chos La'aretz until the end, and in 2 until the end, 3 till 8, 2 till 7, in Chos La'aretz, Sfardim don't make a bracha. Why not again? Because it's just a minhag. That would be a great nafka mina. Interestingly, I should point out, just while I'm on the subject, although the Rambam and Tosfos are the easiest to understand, there are two other shittas in Rishonim regarding brachos on Hallel. The Ravid in Hilchas Brachos in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes Zayin, writes, you do make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, but not on the last days of Pesach. He's got a chiluk. You follow? In other words, you do make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, but not on the rest of the days of Pesach. And for that matter, the Ramban has the inverse shita, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah Alatar in Brachos Yud Aleph Tes Zayin, where he writes on Rosh Chodesh, there's no bracha, but on the last 2 through 7 or 3 through 8 days of Pesach, there is a bracha. Exactly how you masbir that, you know, is a good question. The Ravid actually has a lashon. I'll give you a little bit of a hint if you want to spend more time on it. You're welcome to. The Ravid writes, Rosh Chodesh make a bracha is when it publicizes Rosh Chodesh. But Pesach, there's no need. That should be fascinating about what the goal of a bracha is. When you're allowed to make brachas. And the Ramban is the opposite. The Ramban writes, of course, we make a bracha on the Hallel of Pesach because it's a moed. And exactly what does that have to do with the price of tea in China is a good question. At some point in time, we'll have to look back at this shita of the Ramban and Ravid. But the Tosfos and Rambam clarify, highlight exactly the nafkamina Tarach HaKira to make brachas on an official minhagim, so to speak. Tosfos Rid in Sukkah, Alatar, and Daf Mendalam and Aleph has an interesting case. What if you have a minhag to read the Haftorah? So the answer is L'chora. Since it's a mitzvah in a different context, Ashkenazim would make a bracha on it, and Sfardim would not because it's just a minhag, etc., etc. If I'm not mistaken, you find the same thing in terms of if you read not Megillas Esther, but one of the other Megillas on a cloth. Right? Megillas Shir HaShirim, Megillas Rus, Megillas Eicha, Megillas Menasin, Koheles. Has anyone ever seen them read it on a cloth? Raise your hand if you've seen it. Raise if they made a bracha on it. You've seen them make a bracha? You've seen both ways. This may very well boil down to Aruch HaKira. Again, Sfardim for sure would never do it because the whole thing's just a minhag. You never have Sfardim making a bracha on a minhag. However, Ashkenazim certainly would make a bracha on a minhag, and that would be perhaps the practice.